Senator Ben McAdams was in his second year of law school at Columbia in September 2001.
On that day, I was heading down to a job interview, actually down at Ground Zero. And, you know, when I scheduled the interview, I had the option to schedule it for earlier time, which would have been right at that time, or an hour later, and I took the later option. Otherwise, I would have been right there at that time. I was heading down. I was actually on my way to the subway when I saw a TV in a storefront window and saw what had happened.
McAdams says after the attacks, all he and his wife could do was wait. But the level of uncertainty about what was going on was nerve-wracking.
Within a few hours of the attacks, we were in our apartment, and there was just a steady stream of traffic leaving New York City. Many of the cars were leaving. It looked like Utah after a snowstorm. Cars just covered with, in this case, though, it was soot and debris blowing off their cars. They're driving north out of the city. And we had heard about the Pentagon and other attacks and not knowing if there was more coming, if we were safe.
Now, 10 years later, the senator says he has mixed emotions about hearing the manhunt for the terrorist leader responsible for killing nearly 3,000 people on 9/11 is over.
It saddens me that we're in a world where we return violence with violence, but it is the world we live in. I guess there's a sense of closure and happiness that the person who was responsible for so much hatred and many deaths in the world has seen justice. And I'm happy for the victims and the families of victims that they're able to receive some closure.
I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.